This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
And developing this morning, the huge recall of Takata airbags, nearly doubling in size. The Japanese auto parts giant is recalling airbags from some 34 million vehicles.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. Wow. It is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. Today is the birthday of the 18th birthday of Jessenia Ingram, who is also going to be a member of the Spelman College class of 2019.
Congratulations, Kim.
And happy birthday to Busta Rhymes today as well. As you heard, Takata, the airbag maker, is announcing
Busta Pants.
The auto bag airbag maker is announcing its largest auto recall ever and nearly doubling the size of its already massive recall for faulty airbags, making it the largest auto recall in history. The company has already recalled airbags used in about 18 million vehicles for the problem. The move now will bring that up to 34 million automobiles, and that's nearly one out of every seven cars. Now, a lot of the cars that are affected are Honda, but they say that most of the fatalities, there have been five of them, and then numerous injuries where the airbags have been known to explode and send shrapnel into the face and body of both the driver and the front seat passenger. The victims appear to have been shot or stabbed, according to the reports there, and many others had serious injuries, including vision damage from the shrapnel hitting them in the eye. Now, other models are affected, most of which were built between 2000 and 2011. Consumers can check to see if their car is included in the recall by going to a special website created by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration at safecar.gov. And if you have your vehicle identification number, you put that in and you can find out if your car is affected.
I wonder how long it takes to get them replaced when you do a recall.
And it's also a problem because if everybody's doing it right now, it's going to be an overload, a massive overload, as you can imagine, with 34 million and one out of every seven cars.
And you're not going to get a loaner?
Well, that is part of the agreement that a lot of people are asking about, Tom, is how you're taking care of this and can it be done quickly.
Wow.
Texas police on Tuesday defended the initial release of three suspects arrested among the 170 in a deadly biker gang shootout, of course, after they were freed on bonds ranging from $20,000 to $50,000. Two of the men have been rearrested. A third is said to still be on the loose. All three men from Austin were first arrested, of course, at Sunday shooting outside of the Waco sports bar restaurant Twin Peaks with weapons. They were booked on lesser charges instead of the first degree felony charge of engaging in the organized crime, and the other suspects had faced. So they're looking at two have already been rearrested, and they told the other one, the police said, you come into us before we have to come find you.
They're not all of them are not white, are they? I'm looking at these pictures, and one of them.
Some, yeah.
There are some minorities that are definitely scattered amongst the group. Yeah. The great Michael Kottman is talking about black policemen today and asking the question, are they part of the solution or part of the problem? The strained relationships between police and the black community might improve if there were more African-American cops patrolling the predominantly black neighborhoods. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.